if you expect people to work for you. You know, you have to kind of do something in return. I mean, that's it's your duty.
That's the way they felt, and all took care of them. I never did know any abused. I'd hear of them. But I really never did from my grandparents down at the abusing their slaves while there were slaves. After they were slaves, they didn't abuse them. They looked after them kindly. Got them tobacco, snuff, things that they wanted, you know, were kind to them. I think usually you get the treatment you deserve from the way you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the motto in yonder on my desk is, I started to say, why have bad manners when it complicates life, say, but no, the one I have in there is, it's the shortest rhyme. Look at it every time I write here and then can you think of it? Here it is. Good manners go a long way and get you there quicker. Good manners go a long way and get you there quicker.
Well, where did you find that?
I cut it out and have it stuck there in my desk.
Uh-huh.
But it's true. A fellow doesn't lose anything in the world but being patient and having good manners. I hope my grandchildren remember that. I've treated you just like one of them, so I haven't been able to help them with their work much, but I sure did have to my daughters get up materials for them, you know, why they went to school. Mother, I got a lot of paper, so see if you can find me something about it. Well, I would spend a good bit of time hunting up in magazines or in our books. I was used to plenty of books around there all my life. Hunt up things for them that would help them. I've got you so-and-so, you'll find it in yonder. I never wrote one for them in my life, a paper, but I got the stuff ready for them to find the information.
Showed them where it was.
Yes. And one of my daughters, the old one, now has a little daughter that's been afflicted. And from birth, had a hand like this to her. Later, after she got in high school, the doctor did operate and gave it straight and looks all right, but she's been... We didn't know she'd ever take any college, but she'd have seen me now in college. And she comes home, she writes her mother that she's coming home for the weekend and says, Mother, I've got to know about so-and-so. So her mother gets the things ready for her, to help her. I think about it every time I get a letter from her that Retta's been home and I had to help her with the paper and all. But she is going to graduate this year in college and she wants to do something to help the afflicted. Retarded. She was crippled when she was born, but they, by patients, so they put on the doctor at Yonder in Maryland, famous doctor, can't think of his name right now, she's had him there all the
what
time.
What town was that?
At Johns Hopkins, that's where they took her.
And what town is that in?
Johns Hopkins is in Maryland, I think.
I was wondering what town that.
The hospital. Johns Hopkins up there in Maryland, near Washington, not far from Washington.
What's the city?
Well, I can't think myself, but at any rate, they carried her there when she was a little thing. And Martha said the doctor was so old that she thought, oh, he'll never live to get her straight. But he did. They put the brace on her, and she went once a month for a while, had to be taken up there. And then he showed her dad how to adjust the brake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she soon, by the time she was in her teens, was free from any brake, any braces, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But that hand was still like this. And he said all he was living for was to keep from cutting children that had defects, even bleeding operation. But after she was in high school, says, now I'm ready for the knife. Said, you go up to Duke University. There's a man there that just does hands.